This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We look forward to your explanation. Ranking Member Nunes.
Thank you, gentlemen. I want to congratulate the Democrats on the rollout of their latest information warfare operation against the president and their extraordinary ability to once again enlist the mainstream media in their campaign. This operation began with media reports from the prime instigators of the Russia collusion hoax that a whistleblower is claiming President Trump made nefarious promise to a foreign leader. The released transcript of that call has already debunked that central assertion. But that didn't matter. The Democrats simply moved the goalposts and began claiming that there doesn't need to be a quid pro quo for this conversation to serve as the basis for impeaching the president. Speaker Pelosi went further when asked earlier if she would put brakes on impeachment if the transcript turned out to be benign. She responded, quote, "So there you go. If the whistleblower operation doesn't work out, the Democrats and their media, we have candidates, quote, we have many candidates for impeachable offenses." That was her quote. So there you go. If the whistleblower operation doesn't work out, the Democrats and their media assets can always drum up something else. And what other information has come to light since the original false report of a promise being made? We've learned the following. The complaint relied on hearsay evidence provided by the whistleblower. The inspector general did not know the contents of the phone call at issue. The inspector general found the whistleblower displayed arguable political bias against Trump. The Department of Justice investigated the complaint and determined no action was warranted. The Ukrainian president denies being pressured by President Trump. So once again, this supposed scandal ends up being nothing like what we were told. And once again, the Democrats, their media mouthpieces, and a cabal of leakers are ginning up a fake story with no regard to the monumental damage they're causing to our public institutions and to trust in government. And without acknowledging all the false stories they propagated in the past, including countless allegations that Trump campaign colluded with Russia to hack the 2016 election. We're supposed to forget about all those stories, but believe this one. In short, what we have with this storyline is another steel dossier. I'll note here that in the Democrats' mania to overturn the 2016 elections, everything they touch gets hopelessly politicized. With the Russia hoax, it was our intelligence agencies which were turned into a political weapon to attack the president. And now today, the whistleblower process is the casualty. Until about a week ago, the need to protect that process was a primary bipartisan concern of this committee. But if the Democrats were really concerned with defending that process, they would have pursued this matter with a quiet, sober inquiry, as we do for all whistleblowers. But that would have been useless for them. They don't want answers. They want a public spectacle. And so we've been treated to an unending parade of press releases, press conferences, and fake news stories. This hearing itself is an
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, and Devin Nunes knocked it out of the park. But this third attempt at coup is live. It's very serious. We're going to be covering it here today with former Congressman Bob Barr and others.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is September 26, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones, on this global live Thursday transmission. This is one hell of an historic week. That devastating speech Trump delivered inside the World Government Temple in New York, the UN building created by the Rockefellers with their private corporate world government, was unbelievable. And now this whole whistleblower hoax, Steele dossier part two is insane. They come out saying we have a smoking gun where he says, you'll get this for that. I will give you money if you rehire this prosecutor to go after Joe Biden. None of that's true. Now they say, well, the White House didn't release this data right away, so that's obstruction of justice when it's clearly executive privilege and nothing wrong was done. It's all a way to change the subject off of the incredible crimes of the Democrats and the fact that they are crapping their pants with a distraction here, because Biden and Hillary and Soros and Obama have used Ukraine since the end of the Cold War in the early 1990s as a proxy warfare ground, and up to $5 billion a year gets pumped into it in the name of taking the country over from the Russians. It's been a contested battlefield zone for 500 years. Russia started, obviously, in eastern Ukraine about 550 years ago. And so you've had Protestant and Catholic battling over it. You've had the Nazis and the Russians battling over it. And so it's a long-term proxy war. And it's a place where neocons and Democrats go and where they make hundreds of millions of dollars apiece. And that's what JoJo Biden's son was doing. And again, they hide it in plain view. Criminals flaunt something to make you think it's not illegal. Like if you catch a guy on top of your wife having sex with her and he just goes, oh, you didn't see this. You know, nothing to see here. It's gaslighting. Or, hey, she loves it. By the way, you abuse her. You know, change the subject. Well, that's what they've done here. And Biden went on C-SPAN and said they had a prosecutor investigating us for what we were doing. So I just said, I'll hold up $1 billion, and they fired the prosecutor. Trump is saying, wow, this is incredible. Did you see him say that on TV? That's wild. Well, of course he should be saying that to him. And so the idea that the crime is talking about a crime someone bragged about on TV, it's amazing. It'd be like if Biden barbecued a child on national television and then ate the child. And then Trump said, hey, I think that's terrible. Let's call 911. That becomes this great evil. And then they come out and say, oh, well, you're colluding with foreign powers during an election. That's what the Democrats have done in Ukraine with the Russians, all of it. But all of that is trumped, pun intended, by the president being his separate branch of government. And as long as we support him, he can do whatever he wants. But That's not, quote, election meddling. That's going after corruption. Just like whistleblowing is protected if the government's committing a crime. But if it's found that it wasn't a crime, well, then the whistleblowing is leaking. So this shows this is really their third attempt at the coup. And they brought forward the attempts to get impeachment proceedings going six or seven times, as you know, with Al Green from Texas. But this is the fourth time in history that they've initiated an impeachment process. Two presidents have been impeached. But in our 240-plus year history, this is the fourth time it's been done. And so this has been initiated. And you're like, well, but it's totally hollow. They're trying to impeach Trump for what Biden did. Everybody's pointing that out. I mean, I had a whole segment on that yesterday that we titled Congress, because it's Republicans too, are trying to impeach Trump for what Biden did. Jake Lloyd simultaneously posted a video to InfoWars, one of our reporters, that was Democrats are going after Trump for what Biden did. And then I saw that similar headline everywhere because it's totally transparent. Everyone sees the exact same thing. It's not even objective. It's just there, like a blue sky, or this cup I'm holding is white and black. I mean, you can look at it. I'm wearing a light green shirt. Anybody watching me knows that. I've got a blue background behind me. I'm wearing a black baseball cap. I mean, it's just prima facie, which in Latin means on its face, on its face, on its face. So this is just an amazing time to be alive because they're really going for broke, and they're desperate, and they're scared. The Chi-Coms are losing their trade war with us. The left's not been able to start a race war. The Federal Reserve has tried to kill the economy. They've had some success, but Trump's real polls are just stratospheric right now. Even their fake polls have him up almost 10 points. So they are threatening everyone that supported Trump. They are suing everyone that supported Trump of any major level. They are death threatening everyone. They are private eyeing everyone. They are sabotaging. They've got their grassroots Democrats physically attacking everybody, shooting people, breaking ribs, throwing coffee on people. Homeowners associations come after me. And even when no cars parked in my parking lot, and you're allowed to have a car parked there, they just give me fines. Other neighbors get no fines. I get $500 fines. I mean, it's at every level they're trying to enforce their will on us. We come back. I'm going to chronicle the great job that Matt and the rest of the crew got together when Schumer said, we've got six ways from Sunday to get after you in the intelligence community, and then Pelosi admitting that she didn't even read the transcript when she went and filed impeachment proceedings, and just the whole background. And then again, in case you missed it, we should be playing it basically on a loop. Joe Biden a year ago on national TV saying he's the one that said pro quo with Ukraine. I mean, just total, again, prima facie. You can't handle the truth. Like out a few good men just confessing on TV, and then that's hung around Trump's neck. It's just incredible. You know, I'm seeing a lot of talk out there that, oh, well, Trump's confident, this has backfired, 3D chess and all the rest of it. That remains to be seen. Because if they can get the votes in the House, which they say they've got right now, there are some cowardly senators up there. The Republicans only have, what, three extra senators. That if there's a good chance they're not just going to impeach him in the House. That's the indictment. They'll have a kangaroo trial in the Senate, and like Pelosi said today, I got the clip coming up. She says, hey, we got a whole bunch of stuff. It won't matter. Oh, yeah, they're going to have women come forward and say that he raped them. It's going to all happen at once. They've got every major lawyer ever worked for him has either been indicted or sued or is about to be indicted, and they're telling the lawyers, you make up stuff that Trump did at all these properties he has. He has a lawyer to every property, hundreds of them. And you say Trump told you to commit crime, or you're going to jail for your tax evasion, or whatever they've done, just like with Cohen in New York. So that's how this is working. And believe me, I've gotten the calls that if I'll just turn against Trump, and if I'll just come out against the Second Amendment, that I'll be left alone, and all the rest of it. And I've told these people, shove it up your global. At some points, I just have to tell it like it is. Literally, shove it up. You're you know where. I will never sell out this country. I will never bend to your will. And you just keep pushing it too far. You guys are going to really have some problems, and you know it. They have been taking our restraint as weakness, and that is not what's happening. We're winning politically worldwide. Nationalism, populism, and Christianity is being reborn ahead of the real challenges we're about to face, and it's just one hell of a time to be alive. We're going to go to break and come back with it all. Do I need to tell listeners and viewers this is an epic point in history? a true crossroads, a fork in the road, a jump point, an event horizon. Tell everybody on AM, FM, local TV, however you're listening or watching, about the broadcast. It's vital that we Paul Revere this and pass it forward. InfoWars is still on the air. Band.video. He's on a local radio station. Spread the word. Tell the next person. That's how we get it done. It's how we override the AI. And InfoWars.com/show. NewsWars.com/show. Band.video. And Band.video is not in the blacklist all over the internet yet. And neither is NewsWars.com/show. That just takes you right to all the players, all the podcasts, all the clips, all the live shows. Firepower with Tom Papert and Will Johnson and Owen Schroyer and David Knight and everybody. But that's the fight. And please support our local AM and FM affiliates. Please get the great products we have at InfoWarsStore.com as well. We've got store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off all our best-selling items, including the supplements, the water filtration, air filtration, storable food, and more. This is a sale we haven't done this big since Christmas. It is the Black Friday, comes 2 months early special, and it is absolutely essential that you get in there and check it out, because that's how we fund this operation. Plus, these are great products you absolutely need. America's fighting for its life, but we're fighting.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
This is definitely a frontline report. As Congressman Devin Nunes said in the committee hearing this morning, this is an information war by the deep state to take out the 45th president of the United States. And it doesn't matter the president did nothing wrong. It doesn't matter that he did something good. These criminals are protecting themselves and are desperate. And the average American sees President Trump's confidence and thinks, well, he's got it all handled. Well, he's got to do that around his own governmental people to project confidence, and that's important. But those of us in the trenches need to know how serious this is, and we need to be calling those Republican senators, especially, and letting them know that we see right through this. Because let me tell you, they get President Trump out of there, they've said they're cracking down on all the nationalists, all the patriots, all the veterans, all the gun owners. This is a globalist takeover of the country. And Trump was a speed bump on that road if he isn't successful, and if we're not successful. So this is the real battle. Getting Trump in signaled the start of the real war. As I said on election night 3 years ago. And now all hell's breaking loose. I'm going to get to these clips in a moment, but I want to just take some time here. I see the headlines. Oh, 4D chess, 3D chess, 5D chess. Trump raised $5 million off online donations yesterday. He raised $38 million out in California when I just so happened to be there last week. And all these other big announcements. Yeah, the grassroots is awake. A lot of Americans get it, but the entrenched bureaucracy doesn't care. And here's another example. Their attacks on InfoWars have crippled a lot of what we're doing, even though we've expanded in its face. And we've had some major success. They don't want our talking points out there. They don't want us challenging all this. They don't want all these great guests like former Congressman Bob Barr, who actually started the impeachment against Clinton, who's joining us next hour. Or constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes is going to be with us as well. Or Lee Stranahan, that's really been central in exposing what really happened with Ukraine and Hillary and Biden. He'll be on in the fourth hour. They don't want this happening here. And that's why I'm asking listeners to remember that, hey, it's great that Trump has outraged Democrats 2-1. That's wonderful. Yeah, he's going to win the election. There isn't massive election fraud. And if they don't remove him, that's why they're trying to remove him in the next year. You're not supposed to do that in election year, are you? They don't care. Like, well, they won't get the votes of the Senate. Let me tell you something. What I've experienced the last 3 years since Trump was in office, a lot of it I'm not supposed to get into on air, and I understand why. Because it lets people know what's been effective, what hasn't been. But, yes, people come to your house. Yes, people threaten your family. Yes, people do things you see in movies like the mafia, the horse head in the bed. Let's just say it's in that constellation. Now, my type of family finds that very entertaining. But the point is that a lot of people crap their britches and run at that, okay? Most folks aren't what you call good old boys. And the globalists are scaring a lot of people right now, and there's a thing behind the scenes going on. So I'm going to warn everybody, you better be concerned and you better be upset. And I'm not saying that to scare you. I'm saying it to motivate you. Like if your house is on fire and your neighbor's banging on the door saying, get up, your house is on fire. It's not to scare you. It's to get you moving. I don't know what to say here, but if you're not getting chills, there's something wrong with you because they are getting ready. They've already indicted McCabe. That's the way the Justice Department works, is they wouldn't say no to a prosecution with the deputy attorney general if it hadn't been done. You've seen the leader of the Republicans in the House, McCarthy, come out 2 weeks ago and say, no, he is indicted, and it's going to come out. He said it on Fox. He's indicted. First time in history an FBI director's been indicted. He is indicted. It is sealed. And that's why you're seeing all this, because when that card falls, when that domino falls, the whole thing comes down. And so that's why they're so upset. That's why they're going so crazy. Now, if they take Trump out, we're going to keep on fighting. But they're going to stage false flags. They're going to come for the guns and try to start a civil war. We've got to keep Trump in position. Or you can run the white flag up and, I guess, get your sons ready to have their genitals chopped off and or try to flee the country. And I mean, I've got news articles here where they're going to start fitting U.S. troops with brain chips. I mean, it's all here. World government's here. The post-human future's here. It's all over the news that all the devices in your house are communicating with audible, sub-audible, and high-frequency sound. I mean, we're not in the past. We're in the future. It just has not been evenly distributed. So the average person doesn't know what's been set up. But it's all being introduced now. Next year, they're going to have kiosk in malls where you go sign up to then have a quick, quote, easy procedure to have 14 wires put in your brain. You go see movies, it's everywhere. People with chips in their brain. They're getting everyone ready. This is the rollout. Your iPhone's not going to work in a couple years unless you got it. Remember I told you years ago it would be face scan or the new iPhone wouldn't work. Now it's only face scan. Now they got cameras that track you everywhere with that. This is a takeover by a bunch of mad scientists that use national security secrecy to be able to build their own breakaway civilization and siphon off all of our wealth to build this advanced group. And now they're at the point of saying, it's time for you all to die and to go away. And we're going to break away because we are the enlightened. We are the informed. We are the gods. Now, China's new super camera can instantly pinpoint specific targets among tens of thousands of people. They're telling folks in China, if they get caught using a walkie-talkie, they get executed. I was in the news today. No authorized communication. That isn't wired through the internet that they don't control. So when you hear about intelligence agencies, that's just mad scientists set up groups with a license to kill and spy above the law, setting up their breakaway civilization. Remember what Chuckie Schumer said when the president was president-elect? Remember what he said? Here it is.
But he's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. This taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community. We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking. Without the intelligence community, we wouldn't have discovered.
Oh, that made up. You mean the leftist from the Carnegie and Ford and Rockefeller Foundation that just fill the tops of it. Bunch of chicken neck, weakling scumbags that line their pockets with all their inside knowledge and businesses and go put dictators in around the world and set up torture camps. And then all these blue blood Ivy League people literally spend years at these torture camps. They do it themselves. They love torturing the children particularly. And they got the military goes out and grabs all the people for them and takes them back to the spider holes where, you know, these intelligence community and professionals rape children. Yeah, that's what they do. But when he talks about the professionals, that's the vampires that have our military go out and bring people back to the spider holes to be fed on by the pedophile networks run by Jeffrey Epstein and other scumbags. Just take one look at Schumer. You talk about a devil-worshipping piece of trash. That man's your enemy.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Hey, John.
Coming to you live from the front line.
That it's the Christians.
War.
That it's Trump. That it's Alex Jones that gives you that concern. We're the ones that are going to hurt you. But everybody knows at the end of the day, the Chi-Coms, the left, the globalists, are ruthless, anti-human scum. And it even came out on NPR last week. Thousands of children kidnapped, tortured, including sexually, by leftists in the CIA following Skinnerian psychology in MKUltra. So when I'm earlier talking about these intelligence professionals that run things at the top, That's who we're dealing with on the left side, particularly. Because they believe we're all animals, we have no rights, that they're gods ruling over us. Now, they're making their move. And this is only the fourth time in history that impeachment proceedings have begun. This isn't Al Green on the floor calling for a vote. This is Pelosi, the Speaker, initiating it. And she can do that as the Speaker of the House. So, formal impeachment investigation, or the beginning of impeachment for the fourth time in history, has begun on a giant hoax. You're like, why would they do a hoax again, like Russiagate? Because the whole media will report on it and pull the oxygen out of the room of all of their corruption and their open collusion and what they did with Ukraine in quid pro quo. That's why they do this. That's why they carry this out. But they mean to terrorize Trump's support base and his support in the Senate and the House. And they have the votes, they believe now, to impeach him in the House. That is the indictment. Then they will have the trial in the Senate. And you better believe those Democrats that are on the fence that didn't vote against Kavanaugh, they're getting even more pressure than the Republicans. And if they think they've got the votes, it doesn't matter if there's no evidence, doesn't matter if it's a hoax, just like Malazi Ford and all that fake garbage and all these women coming forward and saying, I never even met the guy. They just used my name and then threatened me that they'd destroy me if I spoke out. But I don't care. I'm tired of the lies. Two women last week saying, I've been threatened, but I'm not going to be part of this. I never met Kavanaugh. This is wrong. That's who we're dealing with. And if you think they're going to stop now, they're never going to stop. Because this country has cancer. We killed 60 million innocent babies, and we're under judgment. Now, we can always seek God's face and repent. And we can get a reprieve. That's what history shows, not just the Bible. But if we don't get on our knees and then put it into action in the streets, and calling Congress and everything else we can do, it's going to get 100 times worse. America braces for impeachment. Dems speed it up. Senators fret. Trump trial. What's the trial going to be like with the president in there? And so here's what's going to happen. Nixon got scared of the fact that he would have to face a trial, so he left. He was run off. Trump's not going to be run off. In fact, that's why he's defiant, is the word. And I'm all in with Trump. I wish he would have acted stronger earlier. He couldn't get the Justice Department to do anything. They're a bunch of cowards. A bunch of back scratchers at the top. He got some of the Clinton people out. And so now they're going to go after him. The one way they can do it constitutionally. And boy, you know that stock market's going to nosedive, and the left is going to absolutely just have a field day when this nation panics, because they want to run this country into the ground and break this nation so that everyone's dependent on them, so they can bring in their universal basic income with all the strings attached and complete our journey into serfdom. It's judgment. And Trump really was the attempt at reprieve. But just like I told you, Trump was going to win. Those of you out there arrogantly saying this is going to go nowhere, I think you're wrong, respectfully. Because I can look at the beady eyes of these people and how they're behaving, and I've experienced the threats, and most people would not continue on. Most people buckle. Here's a microcosm of that. A month and a half ago, when hundreds of people went to Mitch McConnell's little house in Kentucky and said, we're going to kill you, Turtle. We're going to stab you in the heart. You're going to die, Turtle. No one was arrested for terroristic threats. And Twitter and Facebook sent people there. And when Mitch McConnell on his Twitter pointed it out and said it's wrong that Twitter lets these people operate and do this, Twitter froze his account and said, bitch, you do that one more time, we're taking your Twitter. And McConnell took it down. McConnell stuck his tail between his legs like Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs. That tells you where we're at. Twitter tells the leader of the Senate, hey, listen, bitch, we're going to send people to your house saying they're going to kill you, and you're not going to complain about it. You say you don't like what we're doing? How about we slap you upside your face? And Trump sits there and takes it, too. So you know what? The globalists see us as a bunch of wimps. Trump's not backing down himself. He thinks he can weather the storm, and that he thinks if he gets in an impeachment, he'll be found not guilty. They're not going to let Trump get in that position on the floor of the Senate and then not have him removed. They will twist arms until those cowards do what they're told. So we've got to start asking, what are we going to do to push back? Because let me tell you, they produced this Joker film to get leftists with Tourette syndrome and OCD to go out and shoot up movie theaters next week. And the Pentagon's even come out and said they're getting chatter it's going to happen. And we'll say, hey, Hollywood did this, and they're on the drugs that make you do it. And, oh, look, they're Antifa guys in black trench coats. It won't matter. It'll be your fault and my fault until they come for all the semi-autos. And then they're going to stage false flags and say gun owners killed cops, and then we go into a civil war. And at that point, I guess all the Hollywood and Democrats and all the wannabe tough guys, I guess all the fake tough guys are going to have to meet the crazy brave. And that's what they've been wanting. There's psychopaths that have never been caught. There's psychopaths that never get in trouble. And they're just getting wilder and more reckless and more crazy, begging you to catch them, begging you to stop them, but we don't. I promise I'll play all the clips when we come back. And then we've got former congressman that launched the impeachment on Bill Clinton, Bob Barr joining us. Robert Barnes will be in studio. And we're going to open the phones up as well. And Barnes is in here, and for Barr, I promise, specifically on this. You think I'm wrong? Fine. But I can feel the danger. I can feel the enemy. And I can see it. And I can tell you, this is the third coup attempt on Trump. The third coup attempt. And what do they say about the third? They say it's the charm. And there's a war on language and culture and everything else, and it's sick. The ADL has now said that the international sign of okay, the sign of scuba diving, the sign of delicious food is now white supremacist. Everything is going to be banned. Everything is going to be evil because you've got to be taught you're bad no matter what until you hit your knees to the ADL, until you hit your knees to the left and the Southern Poverty Law Center, until you kneel before the New World Order. And our crime is not wanting to kill the unborn and the born. Our crime is not wanting to sell the country out to the Chi-Coms. Our crime was wanting to be free. And we're going to be taught by the Richard Inhofe, CFR, ruling class, OCD, Ivy League, white shoe boys that they're our rulers. They're our masters. They'll show us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen.
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You gotta keep them separated.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Well, they promised to get even. They've had two other failed coup attempts. But Chuckie Schumer told us of their stay-behind networks for globalist traitors, most of them the Chi-Com payroll, the Chi-Com spies openly running Congress. Well, they've got ways to get even with somebody that tries to actually be an American president. You see, America's been captured like China was 200 years ago by the West. This time we've been captured by traitors inside our government working with China. Here is the traitor.
He's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. Taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking. Without the intelligence community, we wouldn't have discovered.
Yeah, wouldn't have discovered that Hillary lost the election. The Russians had nothing to do with it. So that hunchbacked monkey wants to sit there and, you know, tell us what he's going to do ahead of time. And then they put out this whole hoax that Trump's like, I'm going to hold back money if you don't put in this prosecutor to go after Biden again. He just said no such thing. He said, man, you see Biden on TV talking about how he threatened your government with $1 billion if they didn't fire that prosecutor? Wow, that's crazy. 20 seconds of a 35-minute talk. Totally legal, totally lawful. Then he says, hey, do us a favor. Buy your weapons from us. That's what presidents openly go to countries and stand on the stage and say, please buy our F-15s. Please buy our missile systems. Please buy our tanks. Please buy our guns. Please buy our munitions. Please buy our computer programs. Please buy our food. Please buy our oil. And that's what Trump does, is he goes around like a president. What do presidents do? They rep a company. That's what he's doing. And so for kicking ass, he doesn't get an award. He gets a bunch of traitors that hate this country saying remove him.
Last several months, we have been investigating in our committees and litigating in the courts.
And hit pause and back that up again. She's a literal painted skeleton crypt keeper, bombed out of her brain on all sorts of reported psychotropic drugs she takes. She can barely talk most of the time, with a bunch of American flags behind her when she works against this country, telling you all the things she's doing and that she's working as hard as she can to remove Trump, and finally they've got a reason. But she said before that she'd never even read the transcript that showed Trump did nothing. Sorry, let's go back to her.
For the past several months, we have been investigating in our committees and litigating in the courts so the House can gather all the relevant facts and consider whether to exercise its full Article I powers, including a constitutional power of the utmost gravity, approval of articles of impeachment. And this week, the president has admitted to asking the president of Ukraine to take actions which would benefit him politically. The actions of the Trump presidency revealed dishonorable fact of the president's betrayal of his oath of office, betrayal of our national...
Stop right there. You know, she can't even get it out through those horse-like teeth of hers. That's a total lie. It's like the New York Times headline yesterday, where they put quotes around it. Do us a favor. Help me out. And then they connect that to some separate conversation part 15 minutes later. He's like, do us a favor. Help us out. Buy these weapons from the U.S., she just sits up there and lies because she knows that there's no real electoral process in San Francisco. The Democrats stole that place a long time ago. Any blue city doesn't have real elections. Let me tell you, it's been proven. They are the criminals. They're the ruthless people that took the nation over. And along comes Trump, pigheadedly, in a beautiful fashion, not bowing to them. They don't know what to do. Did she just make one of the biggest political mistakes in her history? Michael Schneider asked that question. And Infowars.com. He also wrote an article showing they've got the votes in the House to start the impeachment, and they are going to do it. They're going to do it unless Trump can get those indictments rolling, because they're trying to head him off at the pass right now. Let's go back to Skeletor.
Of our elections. Therefore, today, I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
By the way, back this up again 10 seconds. Notice they couldn't do the whole Russia stole the election. That's been proven to be a fraud. Their proof is the Steele dossier, you said so. But the FBI Democrats paid for it, group of angry Democrats. And so they're just back. Oh, look, he talked to a president and just mentioned Joe Biden's corruption. Wow, did you see him on TV saying he controls Ukraine with $1 billion? Biden said that. He's a public figure. He's a criminal pissing in our face. And then by alchemy, Trump's the bad guy, and he's the one meddling in the election. This should outrage anyone that loves truth or logic. But the left doesn't care. Because if you go to one of the left's events, they're either criminal, devil worshiper types that know what they're doing and are evil, or they're mental patients. That's it. The devils and their little minions. They're victims. They're zombies. They're vassals. Continue with her, please.
Therefore, today, I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
Oh, boy.
I'm directing our six committees to proceed with their investigations under that umbrella.
Six
committees. Inquiry. The president must be held accountable. No one is above the law.
I hit pause again. No one is above the law. I thought that's what we put Trump in for. We elected him, which... You know it. You're scared. And all your fake polls and everything can't stop that. You've openly tried to crash the economy. You've admitted you're doing that to stop America coming back. What a group of criminals. And if America doesn't say no to this, if America doesn't put pressure legally and lawfully on these scumbags, if Americans don't all go get in their cars and not go demonstrate at the Washington Monument where they ignore you, but go into the halls of Congress. It's your house. They're not royalty. And go into their offices and you tell them and you let them know. And when they're in their districts, you look everywhere they're going to give speeches and you go get in their face and say, listen here, traitor. You want to bully us into submission? BS. You're the crook. Because if you don't do that, ladies and gentlemen, this country is rapidly going down the tubes. I can't listen anymore to her. Let's play clip 13. Pelosi admits she hasn't read the Ukraine transcript. She said this right before she went out and gave the speech. And Schumer says it doesn't matter what the transcript shows. See? That was just the hoax to get it out there like the Steele dossier. Here it is.
I haven't seen it, so I've just come from our own meeting. But the transcript is, the fact is that the President of the United States, in breach of his constitutional responsibilities, has asked a foreign government to help him in his political campaign at the expense of our national security.
Ladies and gentlemen, serving evil is rough on you. She can hardly talk. She's on so many drugs. Biden's just sad. Good guy. Because they're on a bunch of meth. They're on a bunch of painkillers. Serving evil's horrible. And it's a bunch of withered crones that sold us out to Xi Jinping. And we can't just get rid of them politically? We are getting rid of them. We're flushing them down the toilet. Even if they remove Trump, it's the beginning of the end for them. Even if the Supreme Court becomes a dictatorship in England and tries to ignore the parliament, the prime minister, the queen, they're never going to stay in the EU now. Once the debate starts, once the rebellion starts against the globalists, it never ends. We're going to win. But these zombies are going to go kicking and screaming. We'll come back with more Robert Barnes in studio. I'm going to play Devin Nunes' opening statements. I played about 4 minutes of it earlier. It's about 8 minutes long. That's coming up. But first, just please understand, Trump raised $5 million in their state. That's great. His problem isn't raising money. His problem is they're going to try to impeach him. But I'm glad grassroots gave him $5 million in their state. That's a nice show of support. I'd like to raise a couple million dollars so I'm not in negative this year and having to sell product out that I can't reorder. Because I'm in that negative deficit right now. You understand. I'm not complaining. But we just talked to a major cable station, a national, international cable station. You'll know the name. And they're like, yes, actually, you have double the viewers of our other two biggest shows combined. That's why they want me off every platform, folks. We're number one. But if I can't fund us having the network to go out, we won't be here. Like they said, I could say it. It's a One American News Network. It's exploded. And we have more viewers than their other two top stations combined. That's right. The Blaze and Newsmax combined. RT, all of it combined. We're basically half the entire audience of hundreds of channels they have. That's the power of you taking action, spreading the word. But we have double Patriot points, worldwide free shipping, 50% off all of the high-quality supplements, storable foods, and more. These are great products, but we need the funds now. Please shop with us. Get the fluoride-free toothpaste. Get the Wake of America coffee. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Whatever you do, take action.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.